It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Maria Shaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. A few fluffy clouds in downtown Salt Lake City and 93 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. A man has been booked into jail after opening fire in a neighborhood that police don't even think that he lives in. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more from this SWAT standoff that lasted a few hours.
Oddly, police don't believe the suspect even lives at the home on Decorah Way where he was firing his shots from. But just after 9 a.m., people living nearby say they heard countless gunshots. And investigators say the suspect fired so many rounds they were able to find the house just by tracking the gunfire. Also, there was a backpack and a blood splatter just a block up the road. And police are trying to see how that's linked to this standoff.
Investigators say no one was hurt, but homes and cars were hit by gunfire. Park City's fire chief has passed away. Paul Hewitt was injured in a UTV accident in Eugene, Oregon, while vacationing with his family. The 58-year-old worked with the Salt Lake City Fire Department for 20 years before moving to Park City in 2011. The Park City Fire Department posted a statement on its Facebook saying that he set an example of true leadership and touched so many with his genuine personality and compassion for others. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Less than a week after everyone who lives in Los Angeles County had to put their masks back on, the county is dealing with a COVID surge, 2,700 cases per day in that county. But there's another number that's getting noticed.
A number making headlines here in June, 20% of new COVID cases in LA County were in the fully vaccinated. The county health director is pointing out, though, that most of the fully vaccinated who got infected had mild cases and they never became serious, compared to hospitals who have unvaccinated COVID patients in them right now on ventilators.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting. He says St. Louis will also reinstate a mask mandate.
With cases rising in Missouri, St. Louis City and County now announcing masks will be required again to be worn in indoor public places beginning on Monday. The renewed rule will be for everyone ages 5 and over, whether people are vaccinated or not. Masks are also strongly encouraged to be worn in St. Louis again outdoors. It comes after Los Angeles County and Las Vegas reimposed some mandatory mask rules, and other areas are strongly urging for them to be worn.
The Delta variant has been spreading quickly in the state. In New York, no talk of mask mandates, but maybe vaccine mandates. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Mayor Bill de Blasio appeared to nudge New York toward mandatory vaccinations or vaccine passports as the price of admission to social activities. There's nothing certain, but de Blasio has encouraged businesses to initiate some form of mandate for workers. He said he would consider a vaccine pass for social activity to make it more appealing to get the shot. If you want to go to great things, the mayor said, get vaccinated.
Israel will require vaccines in some instances. Israeli officials say citizens will have to present vaccination certificates to get into places like movie theaters, synagogues, and amusement parks, sporting events, anything with more than 100 people. Israel has fully vaccinated 58% of its population. Italy and France have mandated similar processes. Meantime, Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey says unvaccinated folks should be blamed for the spike in COVID cases.
I want folks to get vaccinated. That's the cure. That prevents everything. Why we want to mess around with just temporary stuff?
When asked about Governor Ivey's comments, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki didn't play the blame game, but said the government can provide accurate information to people who aren't yet vaccinated about the risks themselves and the people around them.
If you are a young person, you may think you are Superman or Superwoman and immune from getting the virus. That is not true. That is not accurate. You can get very sick. You can die. You can get parents sick.
about 162 million Americans are fully vaccinated. The U.S. delegation sent to Haiti for the president's funeral has returned to the White House this afternoon. The delegation arrived safely after departing early amid reports of nearby gunfire and tear gas. It's been 2 weeks since President Jovenel Moïse's assassination. The investigation into what happened remains ongoing. There are new reports of U.S. diplomats experiencing similar symptoms to those of the so-called Havana syndrome, this time, though, in Austria.
The State Department confirming there are reports of possible unexplained health incidents among members of the U.S. Embassy in Vienna, but declining to say any more. A spokesperson for the State Department defending the administration's response, saying, quote, these health incidents have been a top priority for Secretary Blinken, end quote, and adding the State Department provides care for all affected employees and family members. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the Foreign Desk.
Family tradition was back this morning as the Days of 47 parade drew thousands of people to downtown Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards was there live all morning talking to people.
This is such a family tradition for so many people I talked to lining the parade route. Some slept out overnight, but plenty were able to park and walk up and find a spot along the sidewalk to watch the floats, the motorcycle squads, the marching bands, and the dignitaries. This parade is one of the oldest in the nation. The first Pioneer Day parade was in 1849.
Many cities around Utah also have celebrations and events today and tomorrow. Ricky Meese, any problem spots?
Yeah, we have a rollover crash in Parley's Canyon. This is westbound I-80. It's going to be just after the quarry, but prior to the mouth of Parley's Canyon. It does involve a semi. He did roll, but he is completely off the roadway. We still have some backups in the area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And still to come on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, soon your pizza could be delivered by a robot. Jeff Kaplan's going to tell us how, coming up next in his Minute of News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.